The first sentence spoken at our Ash Wednesday service tells us with assurance that Ash Wednesday is about the grace of God. Yes, that's right. Ash Wednesday is about God's grace. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. We usually think of Ash Wednesday as being first and foremost about our sins. But in this sentence, we are reminded that, as always, it is ultimately about God's limitless love and mercy. We don't always, or perhaps even often, comprehend this limitless divine love. We fall short. We miss the mark. We sin and we feel unworthy of God's love and mercy. But to God, every living creature is precious, sacred, worthy of salvation. Yes, you too are worthy of God's love and mercy. We hear of this divine intention in our reading from Isaiah. Our God intends to loose the bonds of injustice, free the oppressed, feed the hungry, cover the naked, and break every yoke, every burden. There are no untouchables for our God. There are none who are disposable, not one. All are precious, all are sacred, all are worthy of salvation. It is because of this divine intention, this divine vision, that we fast this day and this Lenten season. We fast from food or from consumerism or destructive behaviors, or from complaining, or criticizing, or fill in the blank. We fast so that we can be freed from our own oppressive self-interest and put priority on God's intention to heal and transform not only society, but each one of us. Each one of us. Isaiah tells us that then, only then, will our healing spring forth. Only then will light rise in our darkness, and will our gloom be like noonday. What is so difficult about Ash Wednesday and Lent is that in the light of God's saving love, we see more clearly our own darkness. In a Lenten meditation on his book, The Return of the Prodigal Son, Henry Nouwen writes, "We only know that we are in darkness when we come into the light of God's love. It is only in the light, in the fullness of the sun, that we know there is a shadow." During Lent, we intentionally grow in recognition of our own shadow side. We grow in recognition of the particular sin that is currently dominating us. It will be different for each of us. And we focus intentionally on our particular sin in order to grow beyond it. Our growing awareness of our own sinfulness can be uncomfortable at times. It can be downright painful. In full light, we see the truth of ourselves. We do love to quarrel and fight rather than foster love and mercy. We do participate in oppressive systems rather than practice peace and justice. We do practice our faith to be seen and praised rather than to be transformed. We do seek our own self-interest rather than humble ourselves to God and God's will for all creation. And who wants to admit any of that? But we begin with our God, whose very nature is limitless love and mercy. We are children of God, given our freedom by God, who freely loves us first. Whether we have been unfaithful or bitter or self-important, it is only in this light of God's love and mercy that we discover that we are lost at all. In the light of God's love, we become aware of our own sinfulness. And in the light of God's limitless love, we find the strength to seek to be found. We begin our journey back to God until we are filled with divine intention and transformed ourselves to be like God.